Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
This past summer, I visited Beit Shanti, one of the more than 400 fellowship-sponsored projects in Israel, and I was blown away. What began in 1992 with one woman's passion for providing homeless youth with a loving home and skills for the future is now a large-scale project that has helped over 24,000 Israeli youth fight homelessness, poverty, and despair. The project's director explained to me that the youth at Beit Shanti have been rescued from dire circumstances. Many were badly abused by their parents. Others were being raised by drug addicts who starved and neglected them. When I asked how Beit Shanti heals these scarred and traumatized youth, the director made it clear that these distraught youth come to know that God loves them and that there is hope for the future. As I was leaving, a young man with intense brown eyes stopped to talk to me. "My name is Shaul," he said, "and I live here. After my father beat me so bad that he broke three of my ribs, at the age of 14, I ran away and lived on the street for 5 months. Beit Shanti was the only place that took me in and provided me with a future. It's clear to me that the fellowship and its work at Beit Shanti are planting good seeds in good ground. Together, Christians and Jews in America and Canada are saving lives and giving young people hope for the future. With prayers for peace, I'm Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. To receive Yael's Corner each week via email, and to add Yael as a friend on Facebook, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.